deadline. Don't see it since the Indians don't play until tonight at 7. You'll hear it live here on Sports Radio 93.1 The Fan. This hour, we are live in just a heartbeat with Dave Schmidt, the senior reports, a fantastic publication that keeps us abreast of what's going on with high school and college athletics. Also, we'll be doing trivia courtesy of the Milano Cafe, live with Lima Warriors receiver Bobby Huddis. We are at Lost Creek Country Club today for a reason. It was a surprise 50th birthday, I guess, present, if you look at it, for the Kurians. Lima Sporting Goods owners Dan and Dave Kurian turned 50 on Monday, so it was a surprise to bring us out here and do a special Beat the Coes. And for Dave Kurian, it wasn't pretty. But for Dan, it was a tie. So a tie is like a win. That's how you got to look at it. We had a great time today, though. We played improvising par 3 of number 9, 150 yards out. It'll be on our website, some pictures, 931thefan.com next week. And we appreciate everybody involved with the surprise 50th birthday for Dave and Dan Kurian of Lima Sporting Goods. All right, let's bring him in. He used to be in our area, now out in Rockford, Illinois, but still keeping abreast of what's going on the high school scene. And, of course, the new league for Lima Senior finally comes to fruition with the Three Rivers Athletic Conference, track, as you will. Here he is on the Superior Federal Credit Union Hotline. It's Dave Schmidt, everybody. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Vince. How you doing,
Good
bud?
Good morning, Dave.
Yes, we got all kinds of rain here in Rockford, Illinois, so we're sending it your way. I'm sorry.
Well, let's talk about the new league for Lima Senior. You have been on top of it for some time. You predicted it. Give me your thoughts on what it means for Lima Senior.
Well, I think it's pretty good, but you got to remember how fragile high school athletic conferences are. Fremont Ross, who's also going to be a member of track, was supposed to be entering the Toledo City League next year, so things can change pretty fast, but I think it's great. Probably their gain is the Toledo City schools' loss, the TPS schools, Toledo Public Schools, because they're going to be six schools out on an island by themselves. But for Lima Senior, I think it's great. They have some good matchups, and it's kind of a unique conference in a way, Vince. I mean, it's got parochial schools, it's got public schools, it's got schools in a general area, then it's got like three out in an island somewhere. So it's a very interesting conference. I think they did it the right way. They took their time. They're doing their bylaws. They got everything in place. I think the only thing they have to heal up later on is probably the bad feelings between some of the Toledo public schools and the TCL schools that left, because I've been seeing some of that on message boards and other emails that I've received. So hopefully that'll get cured, because really, those Toledo public schools, you don't know what's going to happen after this year. Their finances are so bad there that they may not even have high school sports in a couple of years. So I think they made the right move, and congratulations to Lima Senior and Finley. It saves them a lot of hassle down the road.
Yeah, let's go back to those Toledo public schools, the six remaining. Toledo Libby, of course, had their doors closed.
Yep.
In the spring, or I guess it was actually in the early summer. Do you think that they can exist with that $30 million plus deficit?
You know, it's going to be hard, because, you know, now they're going to have to schedule a lot of things outside the area. Before, they had the nice 14-team conference, and they could schedule a lot of local stuff. But they're going to have to hit the road a lot, and that means taking buses and doing Saturday afternoon games and issues like that. It's going to be tough for them. And also, you know, they canceled junior high sports. They canceled freshman sports. They canceled, I think it was cross country, I think maybe wrestling, and also they canceled a couple other sports up there. So it's going to be hard. You can't build a good high school program if you don't have the kids below them playing. It's going to be really tough for them, and they're supposed to be having a 7.8 mil levy coming up that's going to be voted on in November, and unless things get really better and improved in Toledo, it's going to be tough for those city kids. I live in a community almost like Toledo in Rockford, Illinois, where we have four city schools, and so far the state of Illinois, Governor Quinn, has withheld a lot of money from these schools, so that could be affecting big city schools like Chicago and Rockford. So it's not unusual for Toledo to have that problem, but I can see it's going to be really tough. I mean, when you're 30-some million in debt, it's only going to keep heaping up. And, I do know that they tried to work out some scheduling with the Northern Ohio League. The Northern Ohio League is going down to six members, and so they both have six members. They're trying to fill out some scheduling for week four and week five that will help them out. I heard from one of the coaches in the Toledo City League, or Toledo Public School League, that is trying to schedule them. They're trying to do those things. But it's going to be tough because they're going to have to travel now. So it's going to be really tough for them, Vince.
Sports Talk with Koza live with Dave Schmidt. The Senior Reports is the publication that updates us with the local high school and, of course, college scene as well. And when you're talking about the Lima Senior move, to me, this competition initially is going to be very difficult for Lima Senior to compete in. On a regular basis, I think basketball can be good. But remember, in basketball, it was Toledo St. John's that knocked the Spartans out of the tournament trail each of the last 2 years. You're talking about upgrading your schedule significantly. But on the other side of it, I think if you're going to better your program, you need to play better competition. And in this case, this league is going to be very competitive.
Yeah, and I think you're going to see a lot of a good fan base too. I mean, plus you got your two, you got Findlay and Fremont Ross, which is GBC rivals for Lima Senior. But anytime you mix parochial schools and public schools together, Vince, it doesn't matter. I know in Illinois, I hear about it all the time. You got a parochial school in a league with a bunch of private schools. You're going to hear that. But I'll tell you what, I think it's really a classy bunch of people in there. It's really a good mixture. And, you know, one of the stipulations was that if a Toledo City League school, one of the Toledo public schools wants to come into the league, they probably get a pass in, but that means the TPS schools have to have approval from their stuff. But I think it's a really an upgrade for Toledo, for Lima Senior. When you look at it last year at this time, I don't think it's even been a year since they were denied membership to the TCL. I mean, it went from gloom to happiness in less than a year of being in a conference. Plus, they're in a conference that has a lot of good things. There's going to be a lot of traveling. You know, when you look at Lima Senior, Vince, Lima Senior used to go all the way down to Cincinnati Middletown to play in that conference, and now they're going to Toledo. They basically covered the whole part of the western state of Ohio. So for them, traveling's not a big a deal, but I just think it's a win, and I got to give Lima Senior and Findlay both credit. I mean, they didn't cry or whine last year when they didn't get into the TCL. They were very, very professional about it. They came out and they said, hey, you know, that's the way things are. We're going to look for other options. So I think that they're really going to add a lot of class to those schools. And I know Oregon, you know, Oregon Clay is still kind of a conditional school. I mean, even though they were one of the leaders of leaving, they got like a 5.7 mill levy coming up. So you got to keep an eye on the finances for every school district, because I think someday that finance ghost is going to knock on everybody's door. So
Sports Talk with Koza live with Dave Schmidt. The Senior Reports is the publication. You mentioned Marion Harding in your Senior Reports emails. They looked into or are looking into joining the track.
Well, I'll tell you, that's kind of an interesting story. You know, we do a lot of research and we put a lot of links on our port on our Senior Reports webpage, and I followed up after I saw that Marion Harding had said in the Marion newspaper, the Marion Star, that they had made a kind of an application to the track. Well, I checked up with my track people and said, no, they never applied. They talked to us. They never applied. So I don't know what's happening there. I don't think they would have got in because of the travel. It had been too long of a trip for them. But I do think, Vince, that Marion Harding has a chance to get into the Ohio Capital Conference. I've had some talks with people down there. That's the school, that's the conference of like 20-some schools down in the Columbus area. They would fit that pretty well. I don't know how close they are to actually sitting down and discussing it after they had all those schools closing last fall. Remember that fiasco they had down there where they had like four schools cancel all their fall sports and kids were transferring? So I think that they said, well, this Marion Harding might fit in there. But it's kind of confusing because also in a story last year about this time, Marion Harding had said they had talked to the Ohio Capital Conference, and I have some good contacts down there. I says, did they actually apply? And they said, no, they didn't actually apply. I said, oh, it says here. He says, I know. They read our stuff a lot to keep up on what's going on around the state. So it kind of makes me nervous when I hear twice that Marion Harding said they've applied for a conference, and they, when I follow up on my contacts, they say they haven't. But they're really in a mess. I think that they got a problem. They're kind of big for like the Northern Ohio League, who's already turned them down. So it's kind of a sad deal because when you look at it, Vince, you're hurting kids. You know, the kids don't have a conference to play in. You know what it's like to be an independent. Lima Senior was an independent for a long time. That's like, oh man, that's like being divorced and having four ugly girlfriends. You know what I mean? It's pretty bad. So hopefully they can find something. Maybe the Ohio Capital Conference will take them in. But like I said, high school athletic conferences are very fragile, and anything can happen. And, you know, I talked to Tim Buescher. I've known him from Salina at the MAC. And I've also had with Bob Askins. I email back and forth to them about the WBL, and I keep telling them, I says, everything okay down there? He says, you never know. Look at the Northern Ohio League. It was one of the oldest conferences. When it happens, bang, it happens. Somebody leaves, and then you got questions. And I know me and you caused a big havoc when we talked about Kenton one time. So
yeah.
We won't do that anymore, will we?
No, we won't. We're talking with Dave Schmidt. The Senior Reports is the publication talking about Lima Senior and its new league, the Three Rivers Athletic Conference.
Your man named that, didn't he?
Pardon?
Doc named that, didn't he? Didn't he name that conference?
Veteran ability that you have at quarterback, even though everybody's kind of not sold on the guy, you know, even though he spent time in Carolina.
But it's all good, and we were wrapping up with you. Remind me what we were talking about. I'm 52 now. I'm 2 years older than the Kyrians, so I have short-term memory loss.
Well, I'm 4 years older than you, so we're both in bad shape.
Exactly. Well, I know I was going to talk local college with you because UNOH, it looks like they made the great decision in getting out of the conference they were in and moving into the WAC because of the inability for some of the schools to get to NCAA Division II, and others did. So it's kind of messed up over there.
Yeah, you know what happened? I talked to Chris once in a while in the early days. We emailed back and forth and stuff, and I told him again, I said, you made the right decision. Just this past June, Walsh, Malone, and Ursuline all did get into D2. So basically, the only two Ohio schools left now in their old conference, the AMC, is Wilberforce and Mount Vernon Nazarene. And my prediction, unless everything goes kapooey, which it could happen, the Mount Vernon Nazarene is going to be changing conferences this month. They'll make that announcement. So basically, it'll be Wilberforce, some Pennsylvania schools, and some New York schools. NAIA is basically going to lose this conference to be, people leaving, and also a conference out in the Dakota area. The Dakota Athletic Conference is going to be down to five schools. So they've had some issues with schools going to D2. Eight schools were accepted this time into the D2, and a lot of them, three of them last this year, and I think two last year with Notre Dame and Cedarville all went D2. And there's some news about those schools. They're looking at a conference out east of forming a division, another division of that conference, or possibly this one I hear a lot, and it'd be hard to think that some of these schools might leave to join them. There might be an all-Ohio D2 conference, so that could happen too. So
Sports Talk with Cozo live with Dave Schmidt. The Senior Reports is the publication. With UNOH adding bowling, what a great move, you know?
Yeah, you know, bowling, my son was at Lindsey Wilson College down in Kentucky as an intern maybe five, 6 years ago, and they already had bowling in place. And bowling, he used to help with the team and take them certain places and stuff. It's a great sport. Matter of fact, they hold some of the championships right in Cherry Valley, Illinois, which is about 15 miles from my house here in Rockford. They have a lot of the national titles come here to Rockford, and they draw big crowds. They have a lot of support. And it's one of those things that everybody bowls, right? I mean, even me and you can bowl once in a while, Ben. And people enjoy hearing that. It's hard to get a crowd in there to watch him because there's not a lot of room and facilities, but I think it's a great move. Anything the Jarvises do, I was around them at Lima Lam, and I used to work, do TV. They do everything first class. You know, you got to give them a lot of credit. They have really turned that school around. It's a class school, and I just felt sorry for them when they went to NAIA, that they got right caught in the middle of that mess and everything. But they've survived, and they're going to do fine. And anything they do does it well. I think they're adding baseball, right, too?
Yeah.
That'll help the locos out because there'll be some kids there they can pick off of those schools and help bring them in. So I just think that Northwestern Ohio has done a great job. But Chris Adams, I always tell my friends, I said, you know, there's certain coaches I remember in Ohio. Chris Adams was one that we used to love to hate at the field house, but we loved him.
Yeah.
We just liked to hate him during the ball game because he would look like a Banny Rooster out there, wouldn't he, once in a while when he gets a little fired up?
I don't know about Baby Rooster, but
Banny Rooster.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we're talking with Dave Schmidt, the Senior Reports, and you've been outside of Ohio now for a couple of years. I'm going to put you on the spot here. Who has the better high school football, Illinois or Ohio?
Ohio, far and away.
How about basketball?
You know what? I actually, they let me do the sideline reporting for a station here in Rockford. I actually get to interview coaches before, during, and after the game.
Wow.
With the kids. I'm right on the field. They do it a little bit different here in Rockford.
Mm-hmm.
They play the sophomore game before they play the varsity game. So they
really
have a sophomore game. And you know how wet it was last year?
Yeah.
I've never seen so much mud in my whole life. And I tell you what, we go to, you know, the city schools in Rockford here are basically, they don't have very big crowds. I mean, the kids are all good. You got to give the kids, there's some good kids that come out of here. They go on to play major college football. But I'll tell you what, it's hard to beat a night at all. You know, I'm an old Salina guy, so when we played Salina and St. Mary's would play a game, I mean, that was kind of like Ohio State, Michigan type of atmosphere. We really don't have that where I'm at. And I've got to give Ohio probably a 10 rating, and I'll give Illinois maybe a 7.5. That's probably about fair right there. So.
All right. Well, listen, high school football better than Ohio. High school basketball?
Ohio, you know what? They got some pretty good kids here, and it's a little more, get better crowd here right now. We got a kid called Freddie Van Fleet that plays for Auburn High School. Someday you may hear about him. He's only going to be a junior this year. He's scoring like 30 points a game this year,
mm-hmm.
And we got some great coaches. I'll tell you what, the basketball is a lot closer than the football. And, you know, you get to play some of the Chicago schools come out once in a while, and they go in there. They're allowed to play like 30-some games here, though, too.
Wow.
So it gives them a little bit more of an advantage. They get to play, if they play in a tournament, they can play in an 8-team tournament. They play all seven teams. That counts as one home date for them. So they play like 3 or 4 tournaments a year and that kind of stuff. Going back to football real quick, the way they pick teams for their state playoffs here, it would just make you know what, if I had hair, I would pull it out. You have to get 5 wins to qualify, and you can get in. You don't have to worry about computer points or nothing, so that's weird. But basketball is a lot better. Basketball is pretty close, so there's some pretty good basketball teams here. Although, there's a school here called Rockford Boylan. It's a parochial school, and I have friends that are there that are from Delphus St. John's. They have moved up here because of job reasons.
Sure.
So there's a lot of people from there's a couple of girls that were volleyball players at Rockford Boylan. 6 foot, I'm trying to think, Ostendorf was their last name. They were from Rockford. The mom's from Kaleida, Dennis Ostendorf. His daughters were 6'1", and I looked at him one day. I said, Delphus St. John's would kill to have a 6'1" hitter. She went on to play D2, and her sister's probably going to play D2 somewhere, too. So I get a kick out of that. There's also a sports anchor here on the local ABC affiliate. He's from Greenville, Ohio, so we get to talk about a lot of stuff. I interview him on my show when I'm doing it on the sideline and stuff, so we get to talk a lot about it, and I'm really surprised how many people from the Ohio area are up here because of job situations, so it's kind of neat. But I do miss a good Friday night football game between Salina and St. Mary's, although St. Mary's still kicking our butt. So, but
all right, buddy. Well, we appreciate you being on, and keep in touch.
I will, and I always enjoy it. And congratulations again to Lima Senior for their new conference. I think it's a great deal for them.
All right, Dave Schmidt, everybody. The Senior Reports does a great job with that, keeping us updated on what's going on with the high school and college scene in Ohio. 227-9393, 1-888-894-ESPN. Let's do trivia now, courtesy of the Milano Cafe. You know they have those Grillmaster specials that are simply outstanding, and the Sunday Brunch for Two. Well, it's Sunday Brunch, but we give you Sunday Brunch for Two certificate if you can answer the trivia question. If you've won in the last 30 days on Sports Wrap or the Saturday Sports Talk with Koza show, you are ineligible. Here we go. Trivia. First Major League Baseball player to earn the Most Valuable Player Award, MVP, in both the American